Well, she's whining and dining because of the time difference, quite obviously, but you found yourself a pretty good gig here, Jacqueline. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Look, I have, and it is so cruel because I am sitting here in the midst of Australia House, which is this marble edifice that was built in the turn of the century and, of course, paid by taxpayers' dollars. And it's just the most magnificent setting. And look, I'm adding the cultural element to your show this morning because Maggie Beer has flown over from South Australia and is providing a pop-up restaurant with some amazing food and some amazing wines. And I have not partaken in any of it so that I can talk to you. I have given up Henschke wines, McGuigan wines, Peter Lehman wines, Darenberg wines, so that I can talk to you this morning, guys. So I hope
you're an idiot.
Yeah. I think what we know, we know what you're going to do when you hang up from us. You're going to now drink slow, okay? Don't guzzle.
I must say they are lined up on the table, ready for me. So yes, I will let you know next week what the best was. So,
All right.
It's been we've had Barry Humphries has been here. He's given a very impromptu performance tonight, even though he has now officially retired. And that was a real highlight. But the only sporting element I could find was actually having a chat to Michael Leiner, of course, the great Wallaby player. And he's here as well, in great form, and very supportive, of course, of the Wallabies' chances at the World Cup next year.
Very good, because he had a stroke, I think, last year.
Yeah, how's his health, by the way, Chuck?
He's very well, actually. Good. He does have some slight problems with his eyesight and peripheral vision. But, no, in all, fabulous recovery, and he himself says how well he's feeling.
Good
and
stuff.
Also, he did mention how he continues to get well wishes from people back in Australia inquiring about his health and wondering how he's going. And so I'm quite happy to report that he is going very well and looks fabulous, as fit as a fiddle. He looks really in great shape.
Oh, that's awesome. Let's go with Ricardo. He's looking in great shape. It's, I think, mathematically a chance, Jacqueline, but still a long shot that he could win the driver champs.
Well, it is a long shot, isn't it? But it comes down to the reliability of the Mercedes engines. And we saw on yesterday how in Singapore, for poor Nico Rosberg, there was no reliability whatsoever. I mean, he couldn't even start on the grid and had to start from the pits and then had to withdraw because of problems with the mechanics or the electricals into the steering wheel. I mean, they're so complicated, those machines, aren't they? They look so simple, but boy... So I think Daniel recognises that he is basically hinging on some major problems with Mercedes' cars in the next couple of final races. But, I mean, for him to finish third, maybe contest for a second position, is just a phenomenal performance for someone who is still classified as a real rookie in the senior teams. And for him to have come through, he's surprised everyone. He's been the big surprise and highlight of the season, and he is already the superstar of Formula One alongside Lewis Hamilton now, and so for him to have made that huge leap, it's just amazing and fantastic for Australian sport to have another, fabulous person, come after Mark Webber, who was flying the flag for so long and so well, and to have another Aussie up there, it's just wonderful for Australian Formula One fans.
Absolutely, and he got so much support too from his mates back in Perth. There was a big crowd of Aussies there under lights in Singapore. Now, Bernie Ecclestone, I don't know whether to feel sorry for him or not, because he had to pay $100 million after a court decision, but he's still got plenty of money anyway.
Well, yes, I mean, this was that court case, of course, about the ownership and sale of the Formula One, and he settled that case with the German administrators, $100 million, as you say. So he was able to, very light of heart and light of pocket, wander around the Singapore Grand Prix. He's really made his presence felt again. He is back in control. In the past couple of Grand Prix leading up to this, he's been only an infrequent visitor and someone perhaps taking a bit of a back seat, waiting until the result of the court case has come through. But he is very much a very relaxed and happy man. He's very much in control of the sport again. And, his influence is being felt over the issues about using of the radio in team communications and certain aspects of the sport. He's still very much at the forefront of that. So he continues to wield enormous power in the sport.
And Man United, Jacqueline, what's happening?
Oh, then.
I mean, we talk about them every week, don't we? I mean,
we do.
Thought they'd kind of recovered after spending their, you know, how many billion was it, you know, to with all their great spending spree. But they lost to Leicester City 5-3. They were actually leading 2-0 up. It was just one of the biggest upsets of the round. And, of course, it was pressure again on Louis van Gaal, but also on these, you know, superstars that he signed. That in attack, they've got the greatest attacking machine ever. In defence, they're just so weak, so ill-performing, that it's causing enormous headaches. And it's such a disparate performance in the team when up front you've got such strike power and then behind you just don't have that support. And so we'll probably see a few more lopsided results continuing for Manchester United. It's not what the fans expected to see. This is their worst result. They're 12th on the table after five games, and this has not been seen in 22 years. Mm-hmm. So that just shows the, you know, it's once in a generation that they've performed so poorly at the start of the Premier League season. So no wonder the fans are tearing their hair out.
Yeah.
But we had in Manchester City, of course, the other Manchester side, Frank Lampard is playing for them now. Now, he used to be, of course, you know, Chelsea. He played against his old club, Chelsea, came off the bench and scored the equaliser against them. And the reaction from the crowd, huge cheers. I mean, he's still very much a favoured son amongst the Chelsea faithful, and they were rewarding him for scoring against them and bringing up the goal. But that's quite an extraordinary scene in Premier League football these days.
It is. And in the next half hour, Jacqueline, we're going to chat more about this FIFA World Cup executive who's come out and said that he doesn't believe that they should stage the World Cup in Qatar in 2022. But we've run out of time. We'll let you go back to those fine pâté from Maggie Bear and also some beautiful
There's a Grange, a Penfolds ready for you.
Thanks, guys. And look, for everyone listening, I'll just have a little sip for you all as well.
Beautiful. Thank you, Jacqueline.